and he'll make a throw over to first.
We now return to the final score.
Final score.
Here's Matt Levine.
Chicago, Illinois, the city of big shoulders and home, of course, to a certain football team which has carved out a special place in the pantheon of professional football greats. That team which is known the world over as the Bears.
The Bears.
And how can you not love that? One of the great clips from Saturday Night Live you'll ever listen to as I play for you here on this Super Bowl Saturday on the Final Score. It's our annual preview show, folks. Welcome aboard. I'm Matt Levine, and thank you so much for joining me. We'll go to 2 o'clock on AM 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK. I want to bring in our guest right now from the heart of Bears country in Chicago, Illinois, and that's the owner and author of Bears History, bearshistory.com. It's Mr. Roy Taylor. Roy, thank you so much for being aboard, and welcome to the Final Score.
Thanks for having me on the show, man.
I know you're ready to go tomorrow in more ways than one. You got your book coming out. We'll talk about that. Of course, then Sunday you followed up with those Bears going for their second Super Bowl title in Super Bowl 41 in Indianapolis. So for you, it's had to have been just a whirlwind kind of week, and it's a win-win situation. If the Bears come out winners, it's even that big of a win, I guess, for you. Tell us about your week and all that you've got going on.
Yes, Matt, it's been really amazing here in Chicago. I've been a Bears fan since I was 8 years old, going to games, and had the good fortune to go to all the games this year, and it was just amazing to have an NFC Conference Championship game in Chicago for the first time since 1988. There were so many years that we didn't think that was ever going to happen with the way the leadership of the Bears had the team going forever, but we really got it turned around with Lovie Smith in 2004, and the website, I've had the website up online since 2000. It's just been a labor of love for me, but the traffic has just gone through the roof, obviously, in the last couple of months. Nobody paid much attention to the Chicago Bears for the last 8 or 10 years until this has happened. It's just been stupendous.
And tell us about that website. As I'm navigating right now, it's good weather too to be inside because it's cold, and you're going to be playing on the computer, and it's bearshistory.com, having fun with it. It's a really, it's a very nice looking site to begin with, and it's easy to navigate, and you got lots of cool stuff up there, so you fill in the gaps.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me about it. It's been, like I said, a labor of love, and I think the best part about my story is I'm just a fan like millions of other Bears fans out there. I got my undergraduate degree at Illinois State, and I learned how to write while I was getting that degree, and a few years ago I went back to Illinois Institute of Technology to get a master's degree in technology because that's really where it was at, and I learned how to do websites, and I was challenged to do a project for a class, and when I started going on the internet, I couldn't really find what I was looking for. I thought about, well, it'd be nice to go back and read about what happened the 1994 season or the 1982 season, and I couldn't find anything out there. So for this project for class, I figured I'd go out there and write stories about each season, write stories about players that I remember and events in Bears history, and it's really evolved over the last 7 to 8 years, and as I said, it's really gone through the roof recently. Thankfully, we've had a good team to help that happen.
And again, the guest on the Final Score right now, Roy Taylor, the owner and author of BearsHistory.com. I'm Matt Levine. It's WSTC, WNLK.com, our website. Of course, on the AM dial right now, 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK. Of course, Roy, on BearsHistory.com, it's no secret you pay homage nicely to the great Bears teams, including that great Super Bowl winner in 1985, the Super Bowl Bears, the team that had the Super Bowl shuffle, of course. I want to ask you, how would you compare the two teams, 1985 and 2006, the 2007 squad? I'm sure there are plenty differences. Explain the differences between now and then. And also, what's Chicago like right now? What kind of frenzy are Chicagoans in after the Bears have, reached yet another Super Bowl?
Well, it's cold like it was in 1985, 1986, I can tell you that. We've had a very balmy winter like much of the rest of the country, but it's really frozen at the right time here. But it's amazing. When the Bears are bad, it frustrates a person like me to see more people walking around in Green Bay Packer apparel in the town. It's great to see it come back, and on the train, just about everyone's wearing Bears merchandise, and everybody's got the flags on their car and the flags in front of their house. So it's wonderful to have that back. there's no comparing to the 1985 team, although early in this season, if they would have kept up their run they had in the first 6 to 7 games, I really thought that this would have surpassed the 1985 season. But when the Bears are winning, it's a Bears town. It's a Bears town always, but Chicago is bursting with Bears fever when the Bears are doing well as they are this year.
And again, the guest, Roy Taylor, the owner and author of BearsHistory.com. I'm Matt Levine, host of the Final Score Super Bowl preview show on this Saturday from 1230 to 2 a.m. 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK. Interesting time of year, too, for me as a Giants fan, Roy. It's the 20th anniversary of the Giants winning their first Super Bowl in 1986. So you start to reflect a little bit on the Giants, and I think about some of the other teams in football history. Of course, that 85 Bears team, maybe over a crossover into baseball. You can say teams like the 86 Mets, certain teams, even those Bulls winners, all six of them, they had it, you know, it being the fact that they can go out on the field and 99% of the time, just the attitude alone that they carried, the swagger, would lead to victory. I don't see it, you know, an outsider's view looking in with this Bears team necessarily. They have that chip on their shoulder. I don't see it with this year's squad. But you're in Chicago. You're the Bears fan. You have BearsHistory.com. You have probably a lot better perspective on, you know, the team having it. With that said, you know, what do you think the Bears, minus the swagger, maybe minus the cocky attitude or all the flashiness, you know, how do you see them coming out tomorrow night in Super Bowl 41 at Dolphins Stadium? They have a chance of winning it. What do you see tomorrow against the Colts with this year's Bears team?
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to go out on a ledge right now, and I feel really good about this game for the Bears. Just like the NFC Championship game, no one gave the Bears a chance. The Saints were destined to win the game, and now, once again, we have Peyton Manning, destiny's on his side. But the one thing, I actually read an article in the Wall Street Journal of all places today that really reminded us that defense does win Super Bowls. And yes, the Bears have been, in comparing to 1985, I mean, there's just no comparison, because the 85 Bears obviously were world beaters. There was no stopping them except for one particular week. But the Bears have had their peaks and valleys in the 2006 season. And I think, and we're going to find out less than two days from now, but I really think it has seemed in the last few weeks they're starting to hit a peak again. They've had some really poor games, especially out of Rex Grossman, but he has rebounded in each and every one of those cases. And I'm hoping that they're hitting a peak again before the biggest game of my adult life.
And again, the guest right now, Roy Taylor, owner, author of BearsHistory.com. I'm Matt Levine, host of The Final Score, 1230 to 2 Saturday afternoons on AM 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK, as we speak with Roy about his website, BearsHistory.com, and Super Bowl 41 with his beloved Bears taking on the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow night in Miami at Dolphin Stadium. It's an interesting sidebar story all throughout the season, and that's been Rex Grossman. You know, close to getting benched. There's no flashiness with Grossman. He's good at managing a game, and he's apparently good at winning football games, because here he is in the Super Bowl. So whether it's a love-hate relationship, I don't know. I'm in New York. You're in Chicago. I'd love to get your perspective on really, you know, what's the deal? How do Chicagoans, what do they think? How do they deal with Rex Grossman as being the quarterback of their team heading into Super Bowl 41?
Well, personally, myself, I try to look at something other than just how a guy plays in the particular week. I try to remind people that in the 87 years of Chicago Bears football, this is one of the three best seasons a Bears quarterback has ever had. And granted, we're not saying much when we're talking about the quarterback history of the Chicago Bears. You have Sid Luckman, Jim McMahon, Eric Kramer for one season.
Yeah.
You have Rex Grossman in 2006. He threw for over 3,000 yards and over 20 touchdowns, and in Chicago, you might as well crown the guy Joe Montana if he has a season like that.
And again, we're talking with the author and owner of BearsHistory.com. We're speaking right now with Roy Taylor. I'm Matt Levine. It's the Final Score Super Bowl preview show on AM 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK. I'm surfing around BearsHistory.com, and I'm very envious of the Basement Bears Bar, which is really cool. That clip's great. And then I'm watching the 1984 CVS crowd shot. And also, you've had some experience in radio, I guess, dating back to when you were a kid. Tell us about some of those links, and it's really cool that you've been able to kind of hold on to all these possessions, and now you can share them on the World Wide Web. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I come from a family of pack rats. My wife will tell you that, thankfully, I'm a little bit better than the way I've come out. But I have tried to keep some of the cool stuff from my childhood. I've put, as you mentioned, a little clip. Went over to Detroit in 1984 and had a sign, got on television. I've never been, you know, the camera hog, so having something like that's just priceless to be able to convert it to video.
That's great.
Put it up there. I have a tape of my parents encouraged me to call a local radio show and ask about Walter Payton when I was 9 years old, and I have that up there, the terrible quality it is, but yeah, it's nice. I work in a completely unrelated industry full-time during the day, and I come home, and I use both my writing skills and my technology skills at night to do this. And, you know, it is true, they say if you do what you love for a living, you know, that's what you should be doing. Unfortunately, I'm not doing it for my day job, but it's fun to come home and be able to, you know, do it on the side and put it up there for the whole world to see.
And again, Roy Taylor, the author and owner of BeersHistory.com. Tell us about the book signing you're heading to today and a little bit about the book you have out.
Yeah, I was recruited by Arcadia Publishing in 2004, which writes a lot of local and sports history books. They were looking to do a Bears book, and when I started the website in 2000, after it was online for a few years, I thought, you know, I would like to write the quintessential Chicago Bears history book that isn't out there. You know, this is a smaller book, but I thought that someday I'd have to, you know, do a mock-up of the book and pitch myself around. But luckily, just being out on the internet, which is amazing that an amateur like myself can put their stuff up there, just let it sit there, and someone can find me. So in 2004, I did publish the book Chicago Bears History. Right now, it's the only book in print that really tells the story from 1920 through 2004 of the Chicago Bears. There are a lot of books out there, and I guarantee you now, after this season, there will be a few more next year. But that book's out there, and I'm going to go do a signing in Arlington Heights, Illinois today. And you know, it's been a lot of fun to do all this, and it's even more fun when the Bears are winning.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that it coincided with the Super Bowl. I'm sure about that. What has been maybe the oddest email you've received, or the funkiest, or something that just blew your mind? Maybe not this week during Super Bowl week, but, you know, this enhances your chances, of course. But tell us, you know, anything that just blew you away that you couldn't believe. And you're talking about the value of the World Wide Web and how amazing it is. But explain to us, any stories?
You know, that's funny. I could probably think and come up with some stuff that would crack everyone up. But being that if you Google or into another search engine type in the term Chicago Bears history, I'm the first thing that comes up, you know, before anything NFL or official Chicago Bears related. So, you know, a lot of people will not really read, even though I have disclaimers up all over the place. But I'm not with the NFL or with the Bears. I'd say at least once a day, and people are always looking, you know, people are told by friends and relatives that they have a relative that's played for the Bears, and unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it may be because that person, you know, tried out for the Bears in the 1940s, but they don't have a record of that person. You know, it's only the active roster that I can really search.
But,
you know, everybody knows their grandfather, Billy John McCracken, that was called the Flying Circus Man or whatever, that played, and you know, they want pictures and conversations and records, and I really can't do a lot with that. But I've received a lot of emails this week from people wanting to know when the parking lot's open and how much it'll cost at Soldier Field this week. Apparently they're opening the lots for tailgating, and I've responded, number one, I'm not with the parking service or the Bears, but as big of a tailgater I am, I will be in my Bears basement Sunday watching the game on a big screen, not in a parking lot at Soldier Field.
I hear you on that 100%. It looks like a fun place to be watching Super Bowl 41, no doubt about that.
Well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, as we speak with Roy Taylor, the author and owner of BeersHistory.com. Who else do you root for in Chicago? The Cubs?
You know what? I am a Cub fan. People say that, you know, you being from the New York area, people around here say there's no way you can be a Cub and a Sox fan. I've gone to both teams' games since I was a little kid. I identify with the Cubs. I was there in 84 when they had their big season. So I'll always be a Cubs fan. But I was also very happy for the White Sox in 2005. And we don't get championships around Chicago very often. So if any team gets them, you have to root for them.
No doubt about that. Who would you say was your favorite all-time Chicago Bear?
My favorite all-time Chicago Bear, although he passed away before I was born, will always be Brian Piccolo. The story of Brian Piccolo, sure, that was done in Brian's song, the movie, just the courage of this person and the way he looked upon life. I mean, there isn't any more you could ask from any human being or football player, and a lot of celebrities and sports stars these days could probably learn a lot by reading his story.
And Roy, it's been my pleasure to have you here on The Final Score. Again, BearsHistory.com. Roy Taylor, the owner and author of BearsHistory.com, our guest on The Final Score. Matt Levine, AM 1400 WSTC, 1350 WNLK, The Final Score, 1230 to 2. Final question for you here on The Final Score. Prediction, the outcome tomorrow, what's your final score?
I've never made a score prediction of a Bears game in my entire life, okay, so I guess you're in for a special day, because I was thinking today, and I have Bears 33-31 on a Robbie Gould field goal.
All right. You know what? All of Chicago will definitely take that. I wish you the best of luck with everything you've got going on with BearsHistory.com, the new book that's out, and we'll have you back on here whenever you want on The Final Score. Please be a guest again. Good luck with you and the Bears tomorrow.
Well, thanks again, man. It's been a pleasure. Go Bears.
So with that said, I guess it's Go Bears. Roy Taylor, again, did a great job as a guest here on The Final Score. The owner and author of Bears History. He has a book out. BearsHistory.com is the website. I'm Matt Levine. Lock it in till 2. AM 1400 WSTC 1350 WNLK. An annual tradition with the Super Bowl Saturday preview show on The Final Score. Make it a good habit. Hang out with you. Talk local sports on Saturdays, 1232. Can't beat that, right? Well, at least I hope not. Anyway, it's time to take a look at the Super Bowl from a different light. And one of our news reporters who does a great job in the WSTC 1400 WNLK 1350 newsroom is Terry McCready. And she was kind enough to leave this report, and she takes a different perspective on the Super Bowl, which has become like a national holiday. It alters our weekends, doesn't it? Like a national holiday. It takes on a whole new meaning of picking up different responsibilities because of a simple game. So Terry's view on the Super Bowl, I'm going to share that with you now, and we'll take a break on The Final Score. We'll come back with more of our Super Bowl preview show, and from ESPN 950 Indianapolis, Indiana, Greg Rakestraw will join us next. But enjoy this report from Terry. I'm Matt Levine. Lock it in on The Final Score from 1230 to 2.
Much like any big day, there's plenty of thought that goes into prepping for the perfect Super Bowl party. For many, it's a time that requires almost as much footwork as Thanksgiving Day. That's right. Thanksgiving Day. Think about it. Family, friends, food, football, and in some families, fights. Albeit the menu is a bit more kitschy, as often the two basic food groups are variations of chili and cheese, and the meal itself is ideally unrestricted, undefined, and undetermined. It can quite conceivably continue throughout the day, but some people prefer to roll out so-called Super Bowl courses, such as during the halftime show or during the first $1 million for a minute commercial spot, but the first course undoubtedly is reserved for kickoff. As for friends and relatives, again, like Thanksgiving, the right combination is pigskin in heaven, but if you get it wrong, let's just say it's about more than just your Bears fans and your Colts fans. Peyton and Rex are not the only ones feeling the pressure. For The Final Score, I'm Terry McCready.